Well, the U.S. President Joe Biden has stepped in to address a crisis among manufacturers after a semiconductor shortage sparked production cutbacks in the auto industry.
He is ordering a review of manufacturing supply chains, focusing on four critical products. There are semiconductor chips, batteries for electric vehicles, rare earth minerals, and pharmaceuticals.
Well, the president slapped an urgent label on the review after car makers like Ford and General Motors said they can't find enough computer chips to fill demand for their vehicles. But the bottleneck in the auto sector underscores a wider problem for the U.S., which has been besieged by supply shortages since the onset of the pandemic.
It has affected the availability of products like masks and gloves, and that's been a problem in the fight against COVID-19. There's also a shortage of rare minerals essential in electronics. Our pharmaceutical industry has also experienced supply problems.
But while identifying the problem is one thing, modifying supply lines and reducing the country's dependence upon foreign suppliers is quite another task.
Simon Marks is joining us live from Washington, D.C. with more. So, Simon, the bottom line here is protection of U.S. supply chains, and that will require strengthening ties with friendly suppliers overseas and also boosting production at home. So how might we achieve such a massive undertaking?
It is a massive undertaking, Julie, and this is going to be very complicated. I mean, this is the Biden administration conceding that it's been under pressure from industry over the shortages of some of these crucial components, especially those microchips that are used by the automotive industry, which says that it's having to slow down production because of the deficiencies in the supply chain that it's identified. Biden administration officials and the president himself were at pains today to say this is nothing new. It's been years in the making, but solving it could take many, many years because much as this is being billed by the White House as part of President Biden's Buy America campaign, an opportunity, he says, to expand the manufacturing base here at home. That isn't going to happen quickly. It requires an enormous amount of skill that many American companies simply currently lack. They don't necessarily have the know-how or the skilled workers to develop some of these absolutely critical industries. And in the case of rare earths, I mean, there are limits to what the United States can mine from beneath its own particular surface, which is one reason why the National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and the president's chief economic advisor Brian Deese, who are both heading up at this 100-day review that has been sparked by President Biden's executive order, are reaching out to American embassies all over the world saying, have a look in your backyard, have a look in your part of the world to see whether you can identify some of the components that the United States needs. It certainly is a quite extraordinary symbol of the complexities that exist in the existing supply chains that the Biden administration is making public through this executive order that the president signed.
And Simon, neither Mr. Biden nor the White House singled China out for special mention in this effort. Is there or are there undertones of protectionism in the president's strategy? I mean, it could be, in a way, the playbook of Trump's administration, right?
Without question. I mean, where Donald Trump spoke about America first, President Biden is speaking about Buy America. I mean, we saw this on the campaign trail, that on this particular issue, there wasn't much daylight between the approach both men were planning to take after the inauguration in terms of trying to boost American productivity and capacity at home, something that the Biden administration argues is needed even more now as a result of the economic vicissitudes created by the COVID-19 pandemic. China, of course, argues if only President Biden had alleviated some of the tariffs and sanctions in place against China, then the Chinese economy is positioned to help the United States. But there's no indication that President Biden is going to accede to that idea, particularly now that Secretary of State Antony Blinken, just in the last 24 hours, has talked about putting human rights issues, including Xinjiang and Hong Kong, at the forefront of American foreign policy. So this is going to be a long hunt for the U.S. government and for US industry. And over the short term, production slowdowns are definitely possible.
Let's hope they sort it out and find a solution in the review. Simon, thanks very much for that. Simon Marks from Washington, D.C.